Hello everyone, Courtney here. Have you been so fed up with a company trying to get them to respond and you just give up on reaching out to them? Maybe even cross them off as a no and carry on to less stagnant energy? There is a very dangerous reason if you are doing this, and I'm here to make sure that that doesn't happen anymore. In fact, in my 8 years, there is only one company I have never been able to get into. And it wasn't even one of my companies I was trying to get into. I was helping one of my students. Let's dissect this a bit. Welcome to episode number 46. Let's get into it.
We're inventing passion and hard work intersect. Welcome to the Serial Inventing Podcast. Bite-sized, perspective-altering episodes on serial inventing and beyond. From motivating key tips on product licensing to obstacle-busting conversations on transitioning to a full-time serial product developer, buckle your seatbelt, because you're in for a ride. Warning, this podcast may motivate you to make wild decisions that will propel you forward in your inventing career and hijack more of your time for your passion. If you aren't ready to make it happen, then this podcast isn't for you.
And what is that very dangerous reason if you decide to give up on a company? They might just be the company that will get you the licensing deal you so desire. You just need one. And I cannot tell you how many times many of my students at InventRight gave up with a company all for me to play detective and turn over each rock to find a way in. Once again, it's not rocket science, it's rational thought. With a bit of critical thinking and strategies, getting into companies gets easier and easier. At the end of the day, it's all about perspective. It's how you look at it. And for me, I look at it as a challenge. How can I get into this company? Is it via email, LinkedIn, live chat, contact us form, Facebook, Instagram, phone? Do they have a portal? These are the mere 8 most popular ways to get into a company. But there are actually even more than that. The problem is, when the going gets tough, people tend to give up. Well, if it's not easy to get into them, it's probably not worth my time. And sadly, that just gets proven time and time again that that is not true. Think of a company's website like their digital headquarters. Sometimes it's made with a really nice storefront with a really nice roof and walkway, while others, well, are hidden in a forest, with rain coming in every hole in the roof, and no walkway to be seen. Sadly, we cannot come to the conclusion that just because the website was done poorly, or their SEO is bad, or they aren't very active on LinkedIn, doesn't mean they aren't a good company to pitch to. It just means you might need to try a bit harder to get into them. But they are certainly worth not giving up on. In fact, with one company, the most emails I sent to a single person before getting a response, mind you, I have very, very strategic wording, so don't just do this and alienate a company, but it was 9 times until I got a response. And she apologized and didn't realize it went into her spam, and I developed a great relationship after that. And even when you have tried all the methods you know, ask others their methods. See if a friend of a friend works there. Ask if another inventor has gotten into them, and so on. It's important that you make decisions based on analytics, not off of how you feel, such as the frustration you have with feeling like having a lack of movement. If you are tired of people not responding, or you want to give up with a company or product, think of it like this. It's on you. It's not on them. If you are choosing to give up, give up for the right reasons. If you find product licensing just isn't for you because you have interest in other places, that's fine. But not because you feel like you have turned over every rock. I have probably pitched to over 1,000 companies at this point, and I gave up on one. There is a very high chance that you are subconsciously avoiding the hard work. And once you know the strategies, it's not hard work anymore, but it just takes some critical thinking. We are in a hyper-focused digital world now, where everything from social media to commercials to meetings are geared towards short-form, quick dopamine hits that makes everything feel achievable when you put in very little work. And sadly, almost no industry works like this. The amount of disconnect we now have between what we see with our eyes and what it takes to take action and be successful feels so much farther than it really is. Open your eyes with me to the real world. And remember, you are one small action away from getting a deal if you choose to not put yourself in your own way. So with that in mind, I challenge you to go back to your hit list and maybe even your first or oldest product that still makes sense for the current market and find a company towards the very beginning of your list that you gave up on a while ago and find new ways to get in. And when you do, I'd love to hear about it. Let me know by messaging me on LinkedIn so I can celebrate with you. Thanks for tuning in and taking a few bites with me today. And remember, serial inventors don't make excuses. They make it happen. See you soon.